We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Now, after a week of having the bug that's ailing a lot of folks across Buffalo and Western New York, it was great to end the week with a visit from Jill on Money, who thinks in threes.
And the big three is always paying down debt, credit card debt, an auto loan, student loans, establishing an emergency reserve fund, which is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. And people hate that advice because it seems really awful and hard, but you're so happy when you have that if something bad were to occur in your life. And the third is to start using some sort of retirement vehicle. And that can be your 401k at work. It can be an IRA. It could be a Roth IRA.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Jill was at our Buffalo Means Business event at Riverworks Thursday night. She has a new book out, The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. You should check it out. Even if you're really smart, you might be surprised at some of the stuff Jill points out. I was a rideshare driver and took her for that mandated Niagara Falls visit before she spent hours talking with a lot of you at the networking event. It was fun. Afterwards, it was off to the Swanee House for some buffalo wings.
You know, I live in New York City, and one of the beautiful aspects of New York City is you can pretty much get whatever you want, whenever you want.
Then, long before dawn, we shared some Tim Hortons coffee in the wee hours of the morning before her 6 a.m. studio visit with Susan and Brian. And the wisdom, it just flowed.
And so I would say that my splurge is we often, and more often than I should actually admit to, order in sushi and sashimi from a fancy restaurant. And like when most people order in, it's like, you know, it's a pizza or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I literally looked at the bill and I'm like, I just spent $135 on like sushi.
Wow.
That's just stupid, right? However, it is delicious. And I feel sort of virtuous because I'm like, well, I'm eating well.
And I was going to say it's healthy.
It seems it, unless you happen to get a little bit of hepatitis. But, you know, besides that, overlooking that. So my splurge always as a New Yorker is eating not even expensive, but like everything is more
food
expensive.
Related.
Right. It's always food related.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, I grew up in a family where, you know, we didn't, my parents didn't curtail spending for any specific thing, but the thing that they always would overspend on was anything that was about convenience. So my father would spend way more money on getting a car to go to the airport. Like, he hated driving to the airport. He hated sitting in traffic. So he's like, the whole reason I have money in my life is that I could have a car service. And this is before Uber. So that was like the extravagance for my parents was whatever makes our lives easier is what we'll spend money on, as opposed to buying a fancy car or a fancy piece of jewelry.
Hey, that's a way a lot of people live today.
Yeah.
For that convenience factor.
Yeah, absolutely. So there it is. There's my splurge.
Okay.
All right. We all have it. It's okay to have one thing.
What's
like
yours?
That, right? Mine, if you ask my wife, she would tell you like T-shirts, like concert T-shirts and stuff like that, that, you know, I just, or, you know, you spend so much time browsing online. You see, oh, that's a good one. Oh, put that in the bag.
Like,
Apple
what's
Pay,
your most
so
prized T-shirt?
I don't really have, see, that's the problem. I don't really have one real prize. They're all just kind of there. I like them all. I wear like 3 out of 300 and, you know.
That's funny. You know, the other thing is, tomorrow is National Record Day. Do you know what that is?
No. I mean, like record LP?
Vinyl records.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you have records?
You know, this is a shameful fact. I had about 200 albums for a long, long time. And at some point, my friend said, you know, like, why are you keeping these? And then I just gave them away.
Mm.
What was your first album that you bought yourself?
You know what? It might have been like Elton John.
You know, that's very classic, right? I think my sister's first was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Okay.
Brian. Brian.
Yeah, it was Fleetwood. No, it was not Fleetwood Mac rumor. I was, it was a while before I personally bought one myself because I would just get fed stuff from people in my family. You know, they would give you CDs and, you know, here's that. If we're talking like an actual record.
Yes, your purchase.
It would be like a vinyl record. It's something totally new. I bought the Wilco record when they had their self-titled one from like 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it's... It all comes around, right? Because my record isn't going to be something from the 90s. No one made a record until 10 years ago when they finally came back.
I don't know how you sit here every day and faced with your own mortality, looking at that young face.
I'm reminded about
it. I just can't believe it. It makes me sick, really.
I do have to put up with it, but...
He's awfully cute, but he's turning beet red. Theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Brian is turning beet red. B-Maz is turning bright red
easily,
right now.
That doesn't happen very often.
That's good. I can do that. I know. I can do that.
Okay. So we talk about splurge purchasing, and my my big thing with that is like, all right, you know, if I have an extra few dollars, I can afford to do something nice every once in a while, even if it's, you know, fleeting or whatever. The moment's gone. I've always wondered what, you know, real financial experts think about like this new wave of doing, you know, quote unquote smart things with your money. These investment apps, like the Roundup apps, like I think Acorns is one of them.
Acorns is one. There's one called Swoop, which is they don't really round up. They take extra money you save from coupons and throw it into an account.
Okay.
And I think that anything that gets you more in touch with your money is a good thing. However, you know, I get concerned. I get a lot of emails from millennials who would say, I want to start using Robinhood because it's, you know, free trading and it's great. And I'll sort of say, well, okay, well, that's interesting. It's good to learn about that. Tell me about yourself. How much student loan debt do you have? Oh, I have $42,000 of student loan debt. And so what I think it's great and it's interesting. I also want people to be very clear about addressing the what I call the big three. And the big three is always paying down debt, credit card debt, an auto loan, student loans, establishing an emergency reserve fund, which is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. And people hate that advice because it seems really awful and hard. But you're so happy when you have that if something bad were to occur in your life. And the third is to start using some sort of retirement vehicle. And that can be your 401k at work. It can be an IRA. It could be a Roth IRA. Those are your big three. And before you start trading and before you start rounding up and leveling off and all these things, you got to address those pieces. And to me, those are core concepts that are really not sexy. But any app that would help you achieve those three, I'm all for.
Kind of, you brought us back to reality.
Sorry, that was really right down to earth.
I think you kind of needed
buzzkill
to do that.
It's a lot. I think for some people, they look at, you know, okay, well, this debt, it's going to be with me for a while. It's so big. It's going to take me, you know, forever to chop it down. But, you know, what's something I can do immediately? You know, they want the quick fix.
Well, this is the quintessential issue when it comes to financial choices, okay? And this is why I wrote the book, because the dumb things smart people do with their money, 13 ways to right your financial wrongs. See how I just plugged myself?
It's
like embarrassing, shameless.
It in. That's
shameless.
Good.
Because we are emotional, right? We are dumb. Our emotions of fear and greed, they really do play a big part of this. But we also, as human beings, have evolved and we have certain biases that really always creep in. And one of the biases that occurs is that we are drawn to the bright, shiny object, the short-term thing, and it's hard to focus on the long-term. So a great example is I got a young man who called the radio show and said to me that he's 26 years old and he has a year ago had said he had $55,000 in student loan debt outstanding. He's got a good job. He works in New York City. He makes $90,000 a year. So he's going to pay it down. So what he's doing is, I said, well, what's the minimum payment? And he said, $285 a month. And I said, what are you paying? He goes, oh, I pay about, you know, $350, but sometimes I don't always pay it. I said, what's the outstanding balance a year later? He goes, it's $500 higher than it was a year ago because he's not making enough of a dent. This is the problem when you think about these issues. And that is what you want to do is he says, oh, I want to go have fun. I'm young. I'm excited. I want to go play. I want to whatever. I want to even trade. But what he should be doing is saying, okay, I have $1,000 a month that I really can put down on this loan. We actually went through it. He could find $1,000 a month. I said, that's what you have to do. That's how your loan will be gone in less than 10 years.
Yeah, you got to get your head above water.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but isn't it hard to focus on that longer term mm-hmm. thing?
Oh, yeah.
And so anyone who's carrying that kind of debt, the way you really try to make a dent in it is to pay way more than the minimum. And that really requires some discipline. It requires that you know how much you spend today, where you're spending, and then say, hey, I don't want to necessarily order in, you know, sushi for more than $100 in a week, and then redeploy that money to get that debt eradicated.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money in our studio this morning here at WBEN. Great to have her because she was at the Buffalo Means Business event last night signing new copies of her book for lots of our listeners who came out, and we thank everybody. Also, check out our photo gallery this morning at WBEN.com. Oh. You should check
that
out,
too. Are there some embarrassing things that
no,
I look
not
like?
At all.
All right.
Not at all.
I took a lot of photos last
you
night.
You did.
I hope I smiled.
I think you did. And
oh, good.
And
like
just
two
about
of
every
them.
One of them.
So
you know,
what's up with this plastic bag ban? Why is everyone up in arms about this?
All right. So the state is going to have
yes.
a plastic bag ban
right.
starting next year.
Right.
Counties can now opt in and have a 5-cent fee for paper bags. Some counties are deciding. Others have already said no. And so
okay.
you've already been through this.
Yeah, because I have a house in Suffolk County, New York. So this is like the east end of the middle of Long Island to the east end in Long Island. And we went through this and everyone went bananas when it went. I mean, literally people were going crazy about this and the people writing into the paper. So I get it because you know why? Because we're human beings. We don't love to change. So let's start there. I get it. Before you write in nasty things, just so understand, I get it. But yeah, I think it's probably 3 years since that went into effect. Guess what? I go to the grocery store and people bring their bags with them and they've changed their behaviors. It's really fascinating and nobody really is talking about it anymore. So I think this just may be a case where, you know, people are bummed out. They don't like to shift their habits. But it's like the same thing with money. Once you get into the habit of doing these things, it becomes so much easier. Right now, I go to work and I throw a – because I'm always – you know, New York, we walk a ton, right? So in the city. So I always just throw one of those bags, like one of those reusable bags in my pocketbook or in my backpack or whatever. I always have a bag and everybody is sort of adjusted their behavior accordingly.
So it becomes second nature.
Yeah, really. It's not – promise you, as much as you hate it, it's so not a big deal.
And there are stores that, you know, do that, have been doing that for years anyway, that people shop at and don't really seem to mind not having those bags available.
Don't you? Listen, I mean, there is always that moment where you're like, I used to hoard plastic bags because I used to like mm-hmm. to, like, you know, use them and reuse them and use them as liners. And then you're like, well, you know what? I don't really need this. It's okay.
Okay. Well, you have dogs, right?
Uh-huh. But I buy, but, you know, here's the problem. First of all, everyone is in your face in New York City. So if you use one of those bags that's not biodegradable in the park, people come after you. So now,
really?
Yeah.
Brian and I are hoarding these bags right now. Because
yeah. Well, you know, we used to have it.
It's for the poop.
Right. They're great poop bags. And like when you get your newspaper, I don't know if you guys have newspaper delivery in plastic bags, but in the city, most people don't have that because it gets dropped in front of their apartment door. So you always did hoard the shopping, the bags from the grocery store. I just go for the biodegradable poop bags. I just don't want to have like a big conversation with someone in the park who yells at me.
I would love to meet whoever is coming after you for using a non-biodegradable poop bag.
Oh, please. You know, we have crazy people. Also, by the way, this is a great little dog story because so how am I dressed now? I'm dressed for radio,
yeah.
right? Not last night. I was dressed for TV
sure.
and personal
dressed for
appearance,
radio.
Right?
Even down.
So when I'm walking my dogs in the park, I dress, you know, like dog walking. So a woman came up to me, that was probably a couple months ago, and she said, did I see you on television this morning? And I said, yeah. She goes, you don't look anything like that.
That's funny.
Well, you know, when we're about to clean up after the dog, you know, typically.
Anyway, just embrace the change. And, you know, like anything else, I promise you're going to get used to it. You know what? It's actually part of the reason why I love what's happening in financial technology. You brought up Acorns mm-hmm. before. But, like, all of these apps that help you manage your money, it's so much easier. You know, back in the Stone Age when I was a personal financial planner, I used to have to say to people, write down what you spend your money on, save your receipts, put it in a box. Da-da. And now it's, I've got an app and I track yeah. where my money goes. And it's very informative. You may do nothing with that information. You may be like, hey, you know what? This is great. I know where my money's going. And you can stop doing that. But I will say that it really does help. Figuring out where the money goes is really helpful in managing your financial
oh,
life.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, tracking those splurge purchases.
Or even the little ones. I would say that I my line
coffee.
Item. Well, I would say that CVS is the dark hole. Like any pharmacy, like where you go in and you're like, oh, you know what? I just need Tylenol. And then you come out and you're like, how did I spend $50?
$10
here?
For one right. Tylenol pill.
Yeah, I mean, like, how did that happen? You know, and that's
it's, easy.
It's exactly.
So remember, the book is The Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. And her show, Jill on Money, airs Saturday afternoons at 4 on WBEN. And she's always with Susan and Brian Monday mornings at 6:50 a.m. Thanks, Jill.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.